Let's talk about James Roberts, Roberts, James, 315-62, no, 327-62. A patient is a 63-year-old gentleman, wheelchair-bound, with a history of seizure disorder and Keppra, on hyperlipidemia and simvastatin, bladder spasm and oxybutynin. Patient has had a history of a stroke in 2006. Since his stroke, he was able to stay at his house with his mom and dad. After mom died in 2000, no, dad died in 2004, then mom died in 2017. He was staying with his nephew. But in the past few weeks, to 6 to 8 weeks, his condition has worsened to the point that he's now being placed in a nursing home. Patient is single. He never has really had much of a job. He's had issues with disability and not being able to work. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He doesn't have a wife. And he has no children. Currently, he lives in a group home. He is, this information was obtained from Jacqueline, Jacqueline, and Cassandra at 832-515-3884, period. Since patient could no longer stay with by himself and his nephew, he was transferred to a current home where he's staying at this time, period. His sister indicates that he's had left-sided weakness for some time since his stroke, but he's still able to ambulate with a walker. He's no longer able to do that with the help of two people on each, one person on each side. He also has difficulty with dysphagia, has lost at least 30 pounds, symptoms of aspiration, and poor calorie malnutrition, which is also evident in the past 6 to 8 weeks, period. He's also confused. He's only oriented to person. He repeats the same word over and over, period. He's ADL dependent, and he does wear a diaper, which the biggest reason he was no longer able to live at home because of his ADL dependency and his bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Last hospitalization was a couple of years ago with seizure disorder. Review of system as above. Medication includes oxybutynin, 5 milligram once a day, fluticasone, F-L-U-T-I-C-A-O-N-E, city nasal spray. Also, he takes Keppra. Well, benzopril, first of all, 40 milligram once a day for his blood pressure. And then he takes Keppra, we'll put down and Zizal for his allergies, simvastatin 20 milligram once a day, Tylenol on a PRN basis. A dose of Keppra is not known. His sister is going to bring that medication from the house. His blood pressure is controlled with the help of benzopril, 40 milligram. Surgery, he had a cyst removed from his neck at one time, had some leg surgery and hernia surgery. Family history, mom died of lymphoma, dad died of esophageal cancer. Allergy, none. Review of system as above. Mr. Roberts was found to be sitting in a wheelchair, confused. He knows his name, but that's about the extent of it. Blood pressure 128/89, pulses 65 or two side 98%. His examination is consistent with the heart, positive as one, positive as two. Lungs are clear. What?
It's dead. On and off, but just so you know.
Okay. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace to 1 plus edema. Neurological patient has a dense left-sided weakness.
Okay.
skin shows decrease turgor. Assessment, 62-year-old gentleman with history of stroke. In 2006 or 2007, with definite worsening condition, with increased confusion, decreased activity. He's only oriented to person. He now has to wear a diaper because of bowel and bladder incontinence, no longer able to live with his nephew. He's been moved to a group home. Increased weakness, increased debility. He requires two people to stand next to him for him to use a walker. Worsening left-sided weakness, dysphagia, weight loss, symptoms of chronic aspiration, protein calorie malnutrition was significant for with significant weight loss, at least 30 pounds, with lower extremity edema related to his symptoms, period. Patient's family has requested for hospice and palliative care to get involved in his care. They don't want him to be back and move back and forth to the hospital, and they want him to be cared for at home, period. Last immunization was a year or two ago. Has not had any recent immunization at this time, by the way. Put that in there somewhere. And I think that's it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.